A heat wave is coming to the west, with forecasters expecting triple-digit temperatures across southern Utah by next week. But let's turn back the clock to January, when a series of snowstorms repeatedly pummeled our state. They piled up huge amounts of snow in the mountains, and we're learning today all that powder was tinged with gold. The winter sports industry set new records this year. Deseret News reporter Jason Lee is with me live now. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
What's the numbers showing?
Let me tell you something. When you mentioned this, so January, Brighton led the totals for the year with over 600 inches of snow. They got 200 in January alone. So that was an amazing month.
That's a lot of powder.
That's a lot of snow for 1 month, if you think about it. That's a third of almost what they had. So this year, they had about 4.6 million skier days, which is over 100,000 more than there were last year, and that was a record then.
That means long lift lines.
Long lift lines, but good revenue and good tax money for us, because it defers a lot of what we end up having to pay for our infrastructure.
And I'm going to guess there were no lift lines yesterday.
No, and a few people who happen to be in the media, not myself, they actually got to go up to Snowbird and make a few turns. And I was told by someone that it actually felt like winter because it was pretty cold up
there. But come on, it's like spring. It's summer snow. No, it can't be good powder.
No. Nothing like what we're used to. However, if you think about it, though, they had plenty of time. There were over almost 200 ski days for this season.
So for all of this great victory that we had over the course of the winter, it's creating a problem for the resorts right now, because they're trying to change over to their summer activities, right?
Right. So at the higher levels, they probably still can't do a lot of the open some of their summer, like mountain biking and hiking trails. However, there's still plenty of that, because for the most part, if you go between, I'd say, 7,000 and 8,000 feet, you can still do most of the summer activities. And in fact, concerts are being held at the bases now.
Okay, 7,000, 8,000 feet. You can see the line across the Wasatch Front.
Absolutely.
Up there.
But isn't it beautiful, though, when you look outside and you see that white up there, but then you can see where it's nice and green?